everyone, and welcome to our fourth episode of Wine Time, where I don't know what the hell I'm doing or where we are or where we're going, and I'm going in the red. This isn't good.
You're going in the red. You're too loud.
I'm a loud person.
First off, number four, is that it? Like, I feel like we've done so many, but apparently we haven't.
No, we have done a lot, but
Alex doesn't post them because they're too bad.
Because he's like, oh, this was shit. And then we're like, well, you didn't give us anything to talk about, so fuck off. So.
Pretty much.
That's on him. In any case.
Anyways. Yeah. So, Nikki is in my house again.
Again? Huh? Oh, wait, you make it sound like it's a bad thing.
No.
It hurts my soul.
We're blessed to have Nikki in my home.
Blessed be the Nikki who is here with us today.
She's a good babysitter.
No, I'm not. No, seriously. That's okay. Like with the sarcastic comments, okay. It's not good for
all
child
things
rearing.
Aside, don't hire Nikki as a babysitter.
Please don't. Okay. I don't know what to do.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, so Nikki is here because Alex is just about finished. We've got all the everything we need in for New Jersey event. So she's here to help him pack up the boxes, and they're going to send them down soon.
So we have everything, just about everything ordered.
Quest
so
logs, t-shirts, bags.
So,
all,
yeah.
All the things.
So he's pretty much just hired slave labor, a.k.a. me, to help pack everything up, so it's less to do the day before. So I'm willing to do that.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, very fair. Like, I'd rather do the work tomorrow, like, now than do it, like, the night before.
If you prep everything...
Oh, you broke.
Oh, he's gonna be so mad.
Oh, fuck.
I just hit the microphone. Okay. like, the day before and the 2 days before the event are always so manic because you're doing everything. You've got, like, a handful of people to do the quest logs, to put all the papers in, like, the commemorative tickets and the masquerade ballots, whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it just takes forever, and you're all stressed out about it. But now that we've got it all here, now that our slave is here,
hi,
a.k.a. Nikki.
A.k.a. me.
She can help do that beforehand. So the day before New Jersey, we can kind of...
Ready and just relax. And just so you know, they are feeding me, so I'm doing very well. So it's okay.
She's been fed. She's been watered.
Watered.
I don't know. We feed her wine. That's fine.
Yeah, it's not water. It's more
so
like
far,
wine.
So good.
Yes. Pretty much.
Stay hydrated.
Hi.
Okay.
Hydration is key. Okay, but all in all, we're pretty much all set for New Jersey.
Yeah.
We're just waiting for the day to come and the amazingness will happen, and
I'm really excited.
Ready to go.
Like, you keep, like, we keep seeing all the merch and the quest logs and things come in, and it's just crazy to look at. It's really neat.
It's really
fun to watch come in and be like, oh,
the future is here.
The future is friendly.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So I actually, when Alex asked me to do the introduction, that page that everybody does. And then he's like, yeah, Nikki, you have to make one. And shit, what do I say? What do I do? I'm terrified.
It was fun, though. I read it.
Really?
Good.
It was okay? Okay.
No, it was good.
Okay,
your
so...
little introduction.
Yeah.
Because you are new community leader.
Oh, yes.
Community manager.
Oh.
And for some reason, I'm squeezing your cheeks.
I'm okay with this. But
her
anyway.
Face cheeks. Her yes. Face cheeks.
Yes.
Keep it PG.
These cheeks are fresh.
Anyway.
Hashtag juicy.
Damn. Okay, we're going into the red. Calm down.
Sorry.
Okay.
All right.
So, a topic that Nikki and myself have been thinking strongly about and with much saddened feelings.
AKA Alex brought it up today and it made my heart sad, but on the other hand, he might be right. Like, with the wedding dress idea, we've only seen, three people, including us. And one other person.
So one other person.
One other person might be
doing it.
So we might even drop it.
The thing is, it takes a lot of room. A wedding dress is not small. A wedding dress is huge. You basically have to get a whole nother suitcase for it, which is, another $100 on certain airlines.
Yeah, which is why I even, got a checked bag instead of, just a regular carry-on.
Like, myself, whenever I come to... This is inside stuff right here. But usually Alex goes over to the events a couple days before me, and then I kind of hang around because, I got... other work commitments
and child kids. Commitments.
We got these kids that we got to take care of, apparently. Mm. But But anyways, God bless.
Bless the children.
He'll message me the days leading up to my flight and be like, oh, I need you to bring more of this. I need you to bring more of that. So usually I end up with a full suitcase as it is of things that has either been forgotten or not.
And then
the
wedding dress on top of that.
The wedding dress on top of it.
I'm not seeing that happening. So,
it does make me sad because I've had it out in the closet for a couple of weeks now, just staring at it.
Hey, you looked really sweet. You looked really pretty in it. Yeah, but okay, low key, kind of happy about it because I can't fit into it anymore. And I've been like exercising every day like a maniac.
You look good, by the way.
Oh, thanks. Yeah,
like you lost weight.
Yeah, it's mostly just skin now.
You can see it in your face.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, bless. Okay. Okay. It works. Anyway.
It works. The gym works, guys.
So we're probably just going to go with like... like, nice dress.
Ball gown, basically.
I'm going to have to actually go and actually dress shop. Like, actually try it on and not online shopping. I'm really excited.
Yeah, no, that'd be fun.
Oh, that'll be nice.
So, that's the plan right now. So, if you do plan on bringing your wedding dress, maybe just drop us a message and say if you actually still are. Because maybe if Alex doesn't know, we might still twist this and bring our own dresses. But we don't know yet because nobody else knows.
I don't know. Yeah, it is more than. But he'll probably be like, no, it's not going to happen.
No, Nat, you can't bring it because I'm not paying for an extra suitcase. Well, guess what, buddy? I've got a credit card, too.
Or another thing I could do, I could take your wedding dress. I can shove it into my carry-out. I'll take it back to the U.S. and then, like, I can bring it over.
Have you seen the sides of my wedding dress?
My wedding dress is bigger.
That bad.
It's really poofy.
Okay.
Ooh. Anyway, onward. Australia. Everyone has been buzzing and everyone's been asking what the hell is going on with this venue because
nobody knows.
Even I don't know.
Well, guess what? Now I know.
Yeah. Well. Oh, yeah. I kind of
know
too.
A bit. Yeah.
So we're finally making some progress.
We're making
after
progress.
All this time. Like stuff is finally happening. We're actually gonna move it much later in the year than originally planned. Probably a more cooler month.
Yeah, definitely.
A little bit of a hint. We did have to, like, not we. Like, Alex had to make, like...
Yeah, we had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, we had
Don't hate us because we're beautiful.
Yeah. Like, we're just doing what he's telling us to do, okay? But in all seriousness, he did have to make some hard decisions. So there will be some announcements to come.
Yeah.
And we'll give you some more information onwards. So just want to let you know, we're still working on it. Things are happening. So don't think we're not neglecting you, Australia.
It is happening. Like
you're there. We see you.
He's in the middle of emails right now with a venue that he's very, very interested in. It looks like everything's going to work.
Yeah, he seemed really adamant about this one. So
but
hopefully it'll go well.
Yeah. So we'll leave that up to him to make the announcement.
Yes. So, next, Pomax. It's finally coming.
It's coming.
I mean, like, of course, after New Jersey. Oi, you. Pomax is coming.
What the hell is this?
I don't know.
I was going for, like, a New Jersey accent. I'm just going to scroll.
I'm just going to accent. I don't know, because, like, no, because Pomax is in England, so I thought I'd do something, like,
UK-ish.
UK-like, okay?
Okay.
But anyway, so it looks like there are three new sets of artist series in progress, which...
They're so pretty.
Okay, so I did see one of them, and they look amazing. I'm so excited. They look so pretty.
Don't say that out loud.
How am I going to tell you, though?
Okay, anyways, the ones that we have seen are absolutely amazing. I love the artist series. Like, it's so unique. Everybody's got their own style.
Yeah, and
they're so pretty.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say the artist, but they did really a really pretty job and looks so pretty, and I'm so excited.
So pretty. And you can go like them on Facebook when you see Noah, and you can support them.
Yes. Support your local artists international artists, like artists that are artists and not like people who are just trying to make money just to make money off the poor people. I don't know.
We got nowhere with that.
We got nowhere with this.
She rambled on to the darkness and was never heard of again.
I'm going to stop. Anyway.
Okay, next.
So, okay. Okay, so it says, not sure how many will release at Palm X. Like, how many what?
How many
series? Oh, art series?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because we're aiming for to get three new art series.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Ooh. I know all of them.
I know one of them.
If you pay me with wine, I will tell you.
If you pay me with wine, I can seduce them and find help for you.
Hashtag awkward silence.
And
shit just got weird.
And maniacal laughter afterwards.
Maniacal. Okay. Mm-hmm. Next topic that is on our list.
Yes.
Of things to talk about.
New merch is finally starting to arrive, so.
Oh, can I say?
Yes, you got this.
Dear people of CupaCon, I have been working tirelessly. This is Natalie speaking, by the way. Tirelessly. Ordering some embroidered patches for you all wonderful attendees. It is the coolest thing that has ever happened. Okay, within reason in my life. I ordered these patches. Like, it was, Alex was like, you know what? You do something, you lazy person.
Bum.
I was going to say something inappropriate, but I didn't.
Mm.
Alex loves me very much. Lazy. We're in a supportive relationship and love each other.
Right.
He's going to cut that out.
He probably will, yeah.
Anyways, embroidered patches. Yeah, so that was my task of finding a new merch item.
And they actually came in today.
They arrived today, and they look awesome.
I'm pretty happy with it. Like, I'm probably going to take 5 of them. I hope you don't mind.
I charge.
I will pay for them.
Good.
Good. Okay. Anyway, next. What else? There is, there will be folders with the Palm X artwork, which
the
I am...
The tri-palm folder.
Okay, so you know that big wall that Alex has with that fancy artwork on it?
Yes, we're staring at it right now.
We're staring at it right now. It's going to be that. And it's... I'm...
That Palm X
art
imagery that Five on the made is absolutely gorgeous. And Alex does, like Nikki said, is hanging on a canvas in his office because it is just flawlessness.
In all seriousness, like, I'm probably going to pay full price for it.
Well, heck,
like,
yeah, you are.
Yeah, I am. I'll probably buy like 2 or 3 of them. No, I'm kidding. I'm probably going to pay for one.
Can I say something?
Yes.
I, Natalie Main, wife of Alex Main, even have a tri-palm card deck.
Okay, so we talked about this, Nat.
Did we?
No. Okay, well, like, so I tried to defend you, like, and I mentioned this to Alex, and he says, we got a family deck.
Ew. No, we don't.
We don't.
Did he say that?
Yeah,
that
little tit.
Little tit. A family deck. What the frick's a family deck?
I don't know. Family deck.
We can't play tri-palm with the same cards. Okay. So
that's a thing.
Let's make something clear. Yeah, we do not have a family deck.
Family dick.
I need Nikki. That drink's gone right to your head. Oh, we never talked about our drinks.
Oh yes. Well, I mean, we're technically not drinking.
Welcome to wine time.
Yes, welcome to wine time, where we actually drink wine. And
Hashtag, we're not drinking wine right now, though. We finished the wine already.
Yeah, we finished the bottle of wine, which was really good.
The first bottle was brought to you by Yellowtail Bubbly.
Okay.
It's just the white sparkling wine, and it's fucking, it's delicious.
Yeah, I was just about to, like, run and get the bottles, like, in case you didn't remember what it was.
It's one of my favorites. And now we moved on to a special drink called the bartender at the Hilton showed us how to make it.
One time.
Yeah. No, like me and Alex celebrated our 7-year wedding anniversary a couple weeks ago. 2 weeks ago? Week ago?
Oh, 1 week
anyway,
ago, I thought.
Yeah, we were at the hotel and the bartender was like, hey, I'm going to just make you some drinks. And I was like, okay, brother. It didn't go down like that, but whatever.
No, just a look on your face when you went,
I got sias.
No, please.
Okay, anyways, and it was really good, and now we've been recreating it ever since.
Which
should we tell them a recipe?
I must declare, I do fancy this drink.
Okay, and okay, the new drink.
That new drink.
Carefully, children.
SAC. Yes.
Above the age of 18, drinking age.
No, or 21
or
if you're
whatever.
In the U.S.
Depends where you're from.
Yes.
So basically, cranberry juice.
Yep.
Pineapple juice.
Yep.
7-Up.
Yep.
And Malibu.
Yep, yep.
It is the most delicious thing you've ever tasted in your entire little peasant life.
Okay, and put in twice the amount of the Malibu, okay? Put in twice the amount.
Yeah, up the Malibu amount because it'll be worth it, I promise.
It will.
Anyways.
It's amazing.
And we're going to call it the Coupeau Crunk drink.
I was going to say that something with a palm, maybe. That'd be kind of cool. Like the palm.
Malapalm.
The Malapalm. Malibu. No. I like the Malapalm.
Malapalm.
The Malapalm.
Okay. We did it. It's a trademark. Thing.
Okay.
Trademark.
I'm typing this down before I forget. I'm going to forget. The Malapalm.
Capital P.
Palm. Wait, should I put in all caps? Palm.
Yeah. Malapalm.
With two now exclamation points.
At your local liquor stores.
AKA.
If you're near my house.
Yeah.
Okay. Next.
Yes. What's next? Okay.
Quick,
so.
You got 4 minutes.
Okay. So for Pomex, guest announcements, they are imminent. We are working on the contracts. It's just like people are really dragging their butts and it's kind of annoying.
Oh,
but
you can't say that.
Oh.
You already said it now.
We'll cut it out.
Basically, there's just, like, you know, with any guest, there's stipulations. You gotta, they'll ask for something, then you'll come back with something else. And there's
it's a back and forth process.
It's a back and forth process.
And it takes forever.
It's not as easy as, hey, you want to come to Coupon?
Yeah, sure. Let's go.
Everybody, like, wishes it was that easy. I mean, like, people ask for, oh, we should get this guy. I wish this guy would come. But it's not just come and be like, yeah.
Deliberations take time.
There's a lot of aspects to it, and I hope everybody understands how difficult it actually is, because this is probably one of the most difficult parts of CoupaCon is arranging special guests that, A, everybody will be satisfied with, and B, that it's actually going to be willing to pull through with it, just because, like you said, there's a lot of things that they have to agree upon. I mean,
like that end is that the thing is that they're so used to doing like just normal everyday cons. And like the thing that a lot of people don't understand is that CoupaCon isn't a normal con.
It's not your typical con.
It's not your typical con. It's a lot more personal. It's like immersive, intimate, and what was the third one? Fuck.
Intrusive.
No. Not intrusive. No.
Intimate.
Intimidating.
No. Intimate. Inclusive.
There we go.
What was the last
thing? Oh, God. I thought you had the
first. Intimate. Wait, inclusive. Okay. Immersive.
Immersive. Oh, okay. There we go. We did it together. We can make. Ooh, that was a good one.
That was a good one.
Okay, so.
We definitely peaked on our noise.
Yeah. Today, we combined our powers and made one legitimate adult, and we got this correctly.
Good.
Yes. So yes.
Quick, you got like 2 minutes.
Okay. So guests are coming. Like we're just getting
keep everything ready to go. And okay. that's for Pomex, by the way.
Okay. And then just so you know, with Pomex, it's not only the largest day event. Like it's also the largest evening event.
Oh,
it's
400. Mad.
It's gonna be at like 400 plus people
for
the event.
Evening. Oh, it's gonna be so.
Oh
crazy.
Man, so many drunk people. It's gonna be great.
Wow.
Anyway, okay. So and then there will be a DJ. Planned for that evening, which will
so
be amazing.
You can make requests for your favorite song.
Okay, so we have 1 minute left. So Scotland has been announced again. Will Noel
Edmonds return?
Dum dum dum. Da, 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 da. I don't know. Like,
we should just end the episode right now.
We should. But in all seriousness, like
if you've been to the Wee Palm. I apologize on behalf of my husband and my family and myself. It was fun.
Things happened.
Please do not judge us by the things that have happened. We are totally normal on every other day.
Okay. No, that's a total lie. We're weird on every other day.
Yeah, technically.
So it's okay.
But yeah, pretty much. Yeah. It was fun.
Yes, so he may return, but we will find out. But that ends our fourth episode.
A fourth episode.
Okay, we got 5 seconds. Okay, bye, guys. Bye.
Bye. Thank you to all the patrons who love coming, hearing us talk.
We're over. Just stop it.
It doesn't matter.
Just stop it.
I married
Press
him.
Stop.
I can decide when to stop, but I'm not done saying my goodbyes yet.
Okay, bye,
relax.
Guys. Bye.
Goodbye, people of Patreon.
Hi,
you
peeps.
Are my best friend.
My Patreon peeps.
Do I hit the record button again or stop?
Maybe stop. Like, try press.